Please rise as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the eternal voice from heaven, the anointed and beloved one, the Spirit moving over the waters. As we approach the mystery of God, let us come in confession, trusting the love of Christ crucified and risen. God, who searches us and knows us, you have shown us what is good, but we have looked to other lights to find our way. We have not been just in our dealings with others. We have chosen revenge over mercy. We have promoted ourselves instead of walking humbly with you. With what shall we come before you? Forgive us our sin. And show us your salvation in the face of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Beloved of God, you have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, poured out for you in the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. Receive the promise of baptism. You are God's child. Your sins are forgiven. Rejoice and be glad. For yours is the reign of heaven. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, in the transfiguration of your Son, you confirmed the mysteries of the faith by the witness of Moses and Elijah, and in the voice from the bright cloud declaring Jesus your beloved Son, you foreshadowed our adoption as your children. Make us heirs with Christ of your glory, and bring us to enjoy its fullness through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Seated.
Many sons had Father Abraham, they knew one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord, our left arm, Father Abraham had many sons had Father Abraham, I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord, right arm. Left arm, right leg. And many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord. Right arm, right leg. Father Abraham had many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord. Right arm, left leg, turn. Abraham had many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord. Right arm, left leg, chin up. Father.
Do you think I might sit in between there and y'all make a big circle? Because I have something real. A reading from Exodus. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment which I have written for their instruction." So Moses set out with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. To the elders he had said, "Wait here for us until we come to you again. For Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute may go to them." Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain. Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from 2 Peter. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we had been eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when that voice was conveyed to him by the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. So we have the prophetic message more fully confirmed. You will do well to be attentive to this as to the lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. First of all, you must understand this, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, because no prophecy ever came by human will, but men and women, moved by the Holy Spirit, spoke from God. The word of the Lord.
Listen to him. Hallelujah. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 17th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Get up and do not be afraid. And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Here are some things you might have heard around the kitchen table or on the front porch about the time I was born. I'll tell you one thing, if it keeps going the way things are, it's going to be impossible to buy a week's groceries for $20. Have you seen the new cars coming out next year? It won't be long when $5,000 will only buy a used one. Did you hear that the post office is thinking about charging a dime just to mail a letter? When I first started driving, who would have thought gas would someday cost 50 cents a gallon? Did you see where some baseball player just signed a contract for $75,000 a year just to play ball? Wouldn't surprise me if someday they'll be making more than the president. My, how the world has changed. Many of us struggle with change in our lives. It makes us uncomfortable if the cable TV changes their lineup and none of the stations are where they used to be. It makes us uncomfortable when our favorite store changes things around so what we came in for is in a different place. And heaven forbid if a product we always liked just the way it was changes or is no longer produced. Change means that something is different. And that's right where the transfiguration of Jesus comes in. It was a dramatic change, a change that makes us a little uneasy, a change that even now, 2,000 years later, we're still trying to make sense of. Jesus took Peter and James and John up on the mountain to get away from the crowds for a while. And while they were there, something changed for sure. Jesus was transfigured before them, glowing with heavenly glory. And Moses and Elijah suddenly appeared with him, not because they were important, but because Jesus is important. The great lawgiver and the great prophet were there to testify to Jesus, who was greater still. And then came the voice from heaven declaring, This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. No wonder Peter wanted to stay there, basking in heavenly glory. Things had changed in a way they had never done before. But then, here's the thing. Suddenly, it's all over. Suddenly, it's all over, and there Jesus is, and there they are. And I think there must have been an awkward moment of silence as they stared at each other. But then at some point, Peter, James, and John had to realize that standing before them was the same old Jesus. He looked just like he had before it all happened. They were on the mountain just like they had been before. Nothing had changed about Jesus at all. What had changed was them. What changed on that mountain was them. Oh, yes, to be sure, Jesus was transfigured on that mountain. On that mountain, Jesus was revealed in heavenly glory. But it was those disciples who were changed. It was those disciples who were transformed. What happens on that mountain makes it clear. From this moment on, there can be no doubt that Jesus is the Son of God. And that changes things. That changes us forever. Now, I don't know a whole lot about how our electric grid works. I know that we have power poles, and we see them everywhere, and that up on top they have something called a transformer on them. And somehow in my mind, I seem to understand that they take an overwhelming surge of power in the wire and change it so that we can use the electricity in our home. That's what this day is about. The call today is for us to be transformers, to be charged by the overwhelming vision of God revealed in Jesus, and to transform it into lives that reveal God for others. My, my, how the world has changed. My, my, how we have been changed and charged to live for Jesus. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation.
Almighty Lord and Savior. Today we see you revealed in glory. Thank you for this gift, O Jesus. Help us to open our lives to your work in us. Lead us in giving our lives to serve others that we might shine for you. Lord, in your mercy, fulfiller of the past and hope of things to be, open our ears this day to listen to you. Truly, there is nowhere else for us to go. Truly, you have the words of eternal life. Create a hunger in us for your word, Lord God. Draw us near to your hearts. Unite our wills with your will. Lead us and strengthen us to follow you. Lord, in your mercy, merciful Savior, our world is in need of being transformed. Where our world is wrong, make it right in your love. End the divisions that separate us. Unite us as your people, living in love and understanding. Heal the sick. Comfort the sorrowed. Ease the burdens that so many carry. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, God who welcomes children, we thank you for our Redeemer Preschool, for the children entrusted to us, for their families, for our teachers, and we pray for your blessing on them all. Enrich them in learning, growing, and loving. Fill us with all the joy we have in you. Lord, in your mercy. Finally, O God, transform us by your presence with us every day. Charge us by your Spirit so that forgiven we reach out to others in mercy. Charge us with zeal and enthusiasm in our faith that we may live in your love. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also
let us share God's peace.
merciful God,
receive the gifts we bring, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Through this meal, unite us as your body, shining with the light of your justice and mercy. For the sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who, sharing our life, lived among us to reveal your glory and love, that our darkness should give way to his own brilliant light. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord God, are you, O holy God. You are the life and light of all. By your powerful word, you created all things. Through the prophets, you called your people to be a light to the nations. Blessed are you for Jesus, your Son. He is your light, shining in our darkness and revealing to us your mercy and might. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his preaching and healing, his dying and rising, and his promise to come again, we await that day when all the universe will rejoice in your holy and life-giving light. By your Spirit, bless us and this meal, that refreshed with this heavenly food, we may be light for the world, revealing the brilliance of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Faithful God, you have kept your promises to us in this meal, nourishing us with the gift of salvation. Now send your servants forth in peace, that we may testify to your goodness and share the hope that is ours in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you.
Please don't come up here.
Y'all are providing me a teaching moment.
What is this?
You had that banner on upside down, that pyramid on upside down.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. There are other groups that do it. They have to.
Oh my gosh.
Every time we use the white one, it gets on upside down.
We were like, okay.